Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Campbell County Rec Center closes today for annual cleaning and upgrades. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Campbell County Recreation Center is closed beginning today for its annual cleaning and maintenance shutdown. During the closure, staff will tackle a wide range of projects, including replacing sauna cedar, retiling the men's steam room, upgrading lighting, installing new rubber flooring, and repairing gym curtains. Crews will also fix underwater pool lights and replace faucets through the facility. In addition to the upgrades, staff and Public Works will complete a deep clean of the entire building, including fitness equipment, locker rooms, carpets, and gym floors. Work will continue throughout the week with crews rotating through different areas each day to clean, repair, and perform maintenance. The rec center is scheduled to reopen May 11th. Trump approves pipeline project through Wyoming. Environmental concerns remain. A major oil pipeline project that would run through Wyoming is moving forward after approval from President Donald Trump. According to the Associated Press, the Bridger Pipeline expansion, sometimes called Keystone Light, would carry up to 550,000 barrels of oil per day from Canada through Montana and Wyoming, connecting to existing pipeline systems. The project still requires additional state and federal environmental approvals, with construction potentially beginning as early as next year. Supporters say the pipeline would boost energy infrastructure and help move crude oil for refining and export. Company officials note most of the 650-mile line would follow existing corridors and run largely on private land. However, environmental groups are raising concerns about the risk of spills and long-term impacts. The company has faced previous incidents, including large oil and diesel spills in Montana, North Dakota, and Wyoming. Bridger Pipeline officials say new safety measures, including advanced leak detection technology and deeper river crossings, are designed to reduce those risks. The project could become one of the largest recent pipeline developments in the region, though its future may depend on regulatory approvals and potential legal challenges. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.